From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A proposal working its way through the Idaho legislature would change the way a citizen's initiative gets on the ballot. So right now, anyone wanting to get their initiative to a vote of the people must get a required number of voter signatures from 18 legislative districts here in our state. This new proposal would change that. It would require a minimum number of signatures from all 35 districts. Now, supporters of the change say it will, quote, more fairly distribute voter involvement and eliminate the current practice of venue shopping by well-funded activist organizations, unquote. Opponents say it will make it harder to get a citizens' initiative on the ballot. The Ballot Initiative Strategy Center is one of those opponents, and they track ballot measures all around the country. They also train ballot measure activists, and they provide strategic advice on how to run and win ballot measure campaigns. Gina Moore is the senior manager of the Defend Direct Democracy campaign at the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, and she is joining us now. I want to welcome you to Idaho Matters.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So Gina, first off, let's talk about this joint resolution that's happening in Idaho right now and why your organization opposes it.
Absolutely. So SJR 101 would require 6% of signatures to be collected from every single legislative district in Idaho. As it currently stands, Idaho actually already has geographic signature distribution requirements, meaning that to put something on the ballot, you have to go, often it's a specific legislative, you know, number of legislative districts or counties to collect signatures before you can place an issue on the ballot. BISC and our partners on the ground in Idaho are opposed to this bill because not only does it make the initiative process harder, specifically for our grassroots homegrown campaigns that are really focused on issues that are meant to better their communities, it leaves it open to wealthy special interests and corporations who can afford to collect signatures from, you know, every single legislative district in a state with the kind of landmass like Idaho has.
So to play the devil's advocate here, though, some people may say, well, if you want a voter initiative on the ballot, you should have representation from the entire state, which would then be all 35 legislative districts. So what is, why in your opinion, is that a bad idea?
I think there are kind of two parts to this. One, I believe that what the legislature is trying to do, you know, this is a bad faith action not to address a problem that exists. I was listening to the hearing for SJR 101, and there were folks coming out from, I mean, cities and counties that I have never heard of as someone not from Idaho, talking about their experience collecting signatures to put Medicaid on the ballot in rural, you know, all corners of the state. So really, this bill is meant to address a problem that does not currently exist. And again, it's significantly, I mean, drastically, I cannot stress how much this increased costs for proponents of ballot initiatives. Mm-hmm. We are of the mind, you know, I agree with what you're saying. Any good initiative, any good statewide initiative should reach all parts of the state. We advise campaigns to make sure that they're communicating with rural voters, you know, communicating with Native voters who live on reservations, and making sure that, you know, any policy that they're introducing that would touch all parts of the state is really incorporating the perspectives of people all around the state. Lots of folks in state are familiar with Reclaim Idaho, and they're a group that does a great job canvassing counties truly all over the state. They are currently doing some of that work, knocking on people's doors, doing listening tours. So this is really, I mean, I believe this bill is simply about making the initiative process harder and inevitably out of reach because politicians don't like the kinds of decisions that voters are making at the ballot. I think Medicaid expansion in Idaho in 2018 is a great example of that, where voters, you know, across the state of Idaho overwhelmingly supported Medicaid expansion, 61% of voters. And then the legislature took action to significantly amend that measure, you know, in so work requirements. So we see that this is not really about some effort to incorporate more voters. It's really about an attempt to undermine the people's voice and their decision-making power through ballot initiatives.
Well, and we should note that after Reclaim Idaho, as you mentioned, did they were successful in getting Medicaid expansion on the ballot in 2018. It did pass overwhelmingly. 2 years ago, the Idaho legislature passed a law that would require signatures from all 35 districts here in Idaho. Now, our Supreme Court, the Idaho Supreme Court, struck it down. And I want to quote something from the opinion that was written when this was struck down, because the Idaho Supreme Court said that justices said the effects of the bill created a, quote, perceived but unsubstantiated fear of the tyranny of the majority by replacing it with an actual tyranny of the minority, unquote. Yeah. That was part of why the Idaho legislature, the Idaho Supreme Court, rather, I'm sorry, struck this down. Well, here we are now. Some in the Idaho legislature want to ask voters to do the same thing again. Supporters say this will give voters the ability to make that change. Your organization, though, is also against bringing this to voters. And why is that?
We're against bringing this to voters, one, because the ballot initiative process is something that should belong to the citizens of the state. If folks in Idaho feel really strongly that this should be a part of their initiative process, this geographic signature distribution, then they are empowered to collect signatures and put it on the ballot. I think consistently we see politicians playing around in this process. And what we ask people to do is really ask themselves why politicians would be attempting to make the people's decision-making process harder. You know, this is a process that is meant to be something where folks can take direct advocacy outside of the current, you know, levers of power, their state legislature, whatever it may be. And again, you know, these kinds of bills, we see them across the country. And we know that politicians are pretty out of touch with their constituents on a number of issues, this being one of them. BISC has been conducting research and have continued that research. And we've seen across, I mean, not your liberal bastions, states like Mississippi and Missouri and Arizona, folks consistently across party ideologies do not want their legislature making it harder to use the ballot initiative process. So we really see this as an issue that politicians have taken up, not at the behest of their constituents, but really at the due to the fact that they want to stifle our decision-making power.
And I think that we should note that, you know, there have been ballot initiatives that have made it to voter initiatives that have made it to the ballot in Idaho over the years. Not many. And in fact, I think before Reclaim Idaho got Medicaid expansion on the ballot, I think it was the early 90s, I believe, that the last time a voter initiative had made it onto the ballot, because the requirements are very stringent. They are very difficult to meet. And hence why it there have not been numerous voter initiatives that have been on the ballot here in Idaho. With that said, Gina, I want to talk a little bit about your organization itself, because your center tracks ballot measure legislation around the country. And this includes Ohio, Missouri, and our neighbors right next to us in Oregon. So in Oregon, voters passed an initiative on gun sales and training, and it's being challenged in court. Talk to us about this.
I mean, you know, this perspective is that we really want all of these initiatives to be, again, grassroots efforts coming from folks in state. Our job is really to help those initiatives and those people behind the initiatives, the proponents. You know, we help them with research. We give them strategic advice. And, you know, that includes going through legal challenges. looking at what kinds of legal challenges we can present. It's certainly something that opponents of measures that we support exercise quite a bit, their ability to launch pretty costly legal challenges. And again, you know, as you mentioned, states like Missouri, Ohio, Mississippi, Florida, states that have really used the citizen initiative process consistently across the country, we see these attacks. And with that, we also, again, see this research that people don't really want their legislature taking this kind of action. So, you know, mm-hmm. in states where people have the citizen initiative process, people feel strongly about their right to vote on issues. People feel really personally about ballot initiatives. People like them. People want to be able to step out of the two-party system and dynamic. And that's something we see consistently across the country, whether that is in bluer states like Oregon or states like Idaho. I mean, I actually think Idaho and passing Medicaid expansion is such a great example of why the initiative process is so important. Because it's mm-hmm. not about politics or politicians. It's about the issues that actually impact our everyday lives.
Well, and so I want to ask you something, and I do mm-hmm. once again really want to get to be the devil's advocate on this, because, yeah. you know, here you are, an organization outside of the state of Idaho. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks get really tired, get very frustrated with the fact that there are outside interest groups who come right. into Idaho that parachute in and mm-hmm. and they work on the legislative process. I mean, we're seeing that right now with mm-hmm. school vouchers. There are a lot right. of outside organizations that are coming in. I think it's very easy that if you agree with what an outside organization does, you right. are okay with that idea. But mm-hmm. why should an outside organization like yours come in and advocate instead of having our organizations, like a grassroots organization like Reclaim Idaho, boots on the ground, and they really did go around the state. They are here doing that right. work. Why should you be parachuting in?
Right. So I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding. You will never see anyone from BISC, you know, mm-hmm. testifying directly on a bill or doing that sort of direct advocacy. We really see ourselves and name ourselves as an infrastructure organization, which means that our number one job is to support our partners on the ground. So we're never working directly on it. You know, we are not launching our own initiatives, anything like that. All we are doing, and often we get requests from state partners coming to us saying, hey, we have this initiative idea, or, you know, we just filed our committee and we need advice on X, Y, or Z component. Mm. You know, we do not, which is completely unsimilar to what we see in states like California, where major corporations mm-hmm. are basically funding initiatives, funding the efforts to put them on the ballot, and then, you know, completely funding campaigns. That is not something that we do as an organization.
Before I let you go, Gina, are you concerned that getting a citizens initiative to voters is getting harder, not just in Idaho, but across the country?
Certainly. I mean, this is a major trend we're seeing right now, attacks to the citizen initiative process. And we're really seeing it as a direct response to, you know, people-centered grassroots citizen initiatives that pass, increasing the minimum wage, you know, even the gun laws in Oregon, all of these kinds of things. There has been a pretty swift response by state legislatures to make it harder to put issues on the ballot. And I mean, as the Ballot Initiative Center, we are like all ballot issues all the time. And we really believe that this tool is an extremely important component of our democracy. It is the people's tool. It is our ability to directly place issues on the ballot. And, you know, we're in a really populist time right now, and we think it's quite important that people, no matter what your ideology is, you have the right to propose and pass important issues that impact your state.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the program and talking about this and your organization. We've been talking with Gina Moore. She is the senior manager of the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center's Defend Direct Democracy campaign. We've been talking about the proposed changes to how citizen initiatives could potentially get on the ballot here in Idaho. Gina, really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.